it's an incredible show when you think that we are faced with the huge issue, massive issue of 100% redress in North Donegal. If you look at the Sinn Féin vote in Donegal North East, it's almost identical to the last election, and I wouldn't have predicted that at all. I would have expected us to be down thousands of votes.
The
combination of Pierce's votes and my votes in North Donegal is huge.
For Ukraine to be part of an alliance.
Yeah, indeed.
Is simply something they won't do.
What do you think the chances of Noel Jordan taking a third seat? I mean, we know it's an outside chance, right? But at the same time, no one's going to rule him out of it. But can you see the numbers falling in such a way that could bring him into contention?
Well, what's interesting about it is that looking at the surplus from Pierce, we think that might just about elect me. I would be about 3,000 shy of the quota, so it'll be quite close. It might just elect me. So if that's the case, then every single candidate that's eliminated, then there's only one Sinn Féin candidate left in play to transfer. We didn't see how that would play out in 2020, so that's going to be very interesting to see. So it's not impossible that could happen, but as I say, overall, you know, it is a huge vote. I wouldn't have predicted it after the local elections in June that we would be in this place. I think few would have said that Sinn Féin would be. I think it's at around 43% we've taken overall.
Yep.
So.
Now, I mean, obviously we spoke to Pat the Cope Gallagher earlier on from a Fianna Fáil perspective, so we're in no way skewing the coverage here, but I'm just curious, what kind of a message do you think it will send to future government if it's made up of the same parties, and also to that permanent government that we've spoken about in the past? If a 100% redress candidate cannot get elected and Fianna Fáil actually return two TDs, it's going to make any future argument as it relates to the redress scheme and in the improvement of it, it's going to make it incredibly difficult.
It's very clear that the endorsement given to Sinn Féin and North Donegal is because we are a 100% redress party, and the commitment we've made is huge, working in partnership with the campaign groups. You know, there's a range of them: Michael Doherty, Paddy Dever, the Mike Action Group, the redress focus groups. We've worked with all of them to get to the point of what we're offering. So we are a 100% redress party. Thomas Pringle, in fairness to him, is a 100% redress candidate. So if three of our people are elected, that's three 100% redress voices in Donegal. So this is not a blow to the 100% redress campaign. It's just that one of the candidates wasn't elected. And indeed, you mean, you would have seen that Paddy Dever and Michael Doherty would have been giving us a very strong endorsement based on the months of negotiation as engagements that they had with us.
But I think both of those men, and I can't speak for them, I presume would see the whole campaign pretty much as a dead duck if the person that they were focused on, Charlie McConlogue, is re-elected.
Well, I mean, the fact is that, you know, if you go back to 2007, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael took 68% of the vote in Ireland. You know, that's massive. To now come down to around 41%, like, that's a bit, you know, this country is changing election after election. So for a scenario where, you know, Fine Gael, I mean, obviously have had a very significant drop in support, that is bound to benefit Fianna Fáil. So, you know, there's two government seats there. Now, by the way, you know, it is a battle for the last seat. So
no,
Charlie's
course,
in a battle
yeah.
with Charles Ward, Thomas Pringle. We obviously hope Noel Jordan will be in that battle too. So I don't see it at all. I mean, there's a huge endorsement actually for 100% redress in Donegal. And what I was just saying to John there before he came on air is that, you know, obviously when the election numbers are counted and the government's formed, you know, Sinn Féin could be in that government. If we are, we will implement a 100%
redress. But it's unlikely now at this point.
You know something, Greg? I'm not sure it's unlikely. Because,
well, give me the pathway.
Well, I'll tell you the pathway. I mean, obviously, our preference...
Based on what we know,
you know,
right?
Our preference was a government without Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. But the people, to use that famous phrase, have spoken, right? It looks like there's three blocks of 20%. So Fianna Fáil will have a choice to make. Do they put Fine Gael back in power? They've been there 14 years. Do they put them back in power? Or do they look now at what will have to be a progressive bloc? So you might be looking at Sock Dems, Labour, others, Sinn Féin. And do you go a different direction? Do you look at a housing plan, everything got into turning around
housing?
That's
a big ask, though. I mean, it's they'd have to tear up their housing plan, chuck it out the window. And also, too, I think one of the provisos of Sinn Féin going into power with Fianna Fáil is if it was a Sinn Féin-led government.
Well, here's the difficulty for Fianna Fáil is that who goes into government with them? You know, so Sock Dems, Labour, do they want to hold up another Fine Gael government? So this isn't over. This is into negotiations, and I would say that there's as much a chance of Sinn Féin, Sock Dems, Labour, and others, and Fianna Fáil as there is with Fine Gael as part of that arrangement. So it's all to play for.
Do you think Fine Gael might welcome a period in opposition to rebuild their brand, establish their brand separate from Fianna Fáil?
They may well do. I mean, they're going to have a crop of new TDs. They might feel a period in opposition might suit them. So it's not clear yet. I think that you're going to have a very similar number of seats for Sinn Féin, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And our job, and it is our job. If I think of Donegal, I think of the families who are hoping with all their hearts that you have a genuine 100% redress scheme, right? That you have a change in direction in terms of housing, health services, cost of living. And I said this so many times in the election on the door. If Sinn Féin were in power 14 years, we probably need change too. When you're in power for that length of time, you get comfortable. You can see it in civil servants everywhere you turn. Projects take too long to get delivered. There's complacency. There's bureaucracy. You know, so I just think disruptors, a change of government,
and I think it's
is
also,
what's needed.
I think it's also worth noting that I've noticed the commentary from senior members of Fianna Fáil about their preparedness, willingness to get into coalition with Sinn Féin is more moderate than that of the party leader. Even Charlie McConlogue during the debates, he had an opportunity to say, not a chance. He didn't say that, right? No. And he's a senior minister, and I've heard that replicated around the country. In terms of the party itself, I mean, we've seen what Piers Doherty has done here and how he connects with people. And I just would be curious as to how maybe the leaders' debate would have went down with Piers in the middle of the two, with the other two. And I know Mary Lou McDonald is held in very high regard and she owes the party nothing, okay? But I just do wonder if it's a little bit stagnant, a little bit stale. No disrespect to the current leader, right? But that really the change needs to come from within. That it could be just what the party needs. A new leader, a new voice, a new direction.
Well,
not a new direction, sorry. New direction of leadership.
Me and you have talked about this, Greg, on your show, you know, about the local and European elections. And I felt at that time that because we have, you know, we now have 100 councillors, Fianna Fáil is, what, 230 roughly, Fine Gael the same. So in other words, it was a huge advantage to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in that election, same day as the European election. But to come from 12% back to around 20%, you know, it is a really strong performance. I think Mary Lou had a really strong campaign. So where we're at now...
Just to counter that slightly, if you don't mind, obviously... I think when your party was in the mid-30s, I think that's unrealistic, okay? It was a snapshot in time.
I agree.
But there were questionable decisions made in relation to the party's approach to the Dublin riots. I'm not trying to beat you up on this, right? But there was also questionable decisions then made as it relates to the party's stance on migration. And then there were questionable decisions as it relates to the party's position on referendums. And then there was questionable decisions about... the situation in the north is terrible. I don't count that in this, what I'm talking about here. But then, of course, there was the glowing reference of the senator who was stepping away from the party. Like, I just can't help but feel if that was Fianna Fáil, that you would be here saying, look, they need to change their leadership. And as I say, with no disrespect to Mary Lou McDonald, she owes the party nothing. But that's... that's a lot, and people would say there's a lot of opportunity that's been lost.
Well, we have to take, I'm the whip of Sinn Féin, so we have to take collective responsibility. If Piers was speaking, you know, he's the deputy leader in the Dáil, we have to share responsibility. There were mistakes made, the referendum was a bad call by us, and that hurt us, I have to say. You know, we have made miscalculations, and that's politics, you know. Mm. But right now, in fairness to Mary Lou, she's had a solid campaign. We're in around 20%. We are genuinely negotiating to form a government, and that should be our only focus right now, is to try and form a government. And that's an exciting proposition. Like, genuinely, Greg, a lot of the... I met so many families that told me, we cannot afford the rent. This is where it's at in Donegal. Like, this isn't Dublin or Galway. This is Donegal. We can't afford the rent.
Look,
we can't
here,
afford
though.
To put a home.
Look up here.
Yeah.
You know, look, Fianna Fáil's vote. Fine Gael's vote. You know, I mean, obviously you
one in three, just one in three voters in Donegal voted for them. One in three. I mean, if you look at our vote, I mean, it is remarkable. It's 43%, twice as strong, pretty much as Fianna Fáil. So there is a huge mandate for change in Donegal. Two thirds of the people of Donegal did not vote for the government. So, like, we have a responsibility to try and get a change of government. We owe it to people to do that. Mm. That's my entire focus.